you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Reading from John chapter 15, verses 16 and 17. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 24th, 2021. Hello, Marianne.
Hi, Mark. That is an interesting scripture.
Yeah, I kind of let off with it for a couple reasons. I'm very excited what's going to be happening tomorrow and in the coming days on two fronts. One is I've contacted three different interns.
Oh, yeah.
And we've gone through the application process. They've sent in their references. I've reviewed those. So this coming week, they're going to start doing various activities. I might even have them on Monday or Tuesday of next week.
That'd
during the
fun.
Morning program.
That's great.
And so I'm kind of excited about that. And this verse, you did not choose me, where it's kind of interesting. I don't know whether they chose me or I chose them. It was kind of like it all came together at the same time, where working towards the goal of training them, teaching them, they assisting with the radio ministry. So I can't wait to introduce our listeners to Evan Unzicker, Claire McDaniel, and John McDaniel. And those three names may be a little familiar to some listeners because, as we've been doing The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe for about a year now, it's been a long process. Evan is Peter, Claire is Lucy, and John is Edmund, and so I've gotten to know them this last year through all the auditions, then the rehearsals and the practices. And
that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to actually have on the air in the coming days. But they've grown on me. They're just healthy high school kids from the age of 15 or 16 to 18, and I'm putting together a whole list of things that they can learn and participate in and be aware of. And in fact, this Saturday, I invited them to come and be a part of a luncheon, because that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
You did not choose me, but I chose you. Now, this is
Jesus speaking.
Yeah, this
but
is
that's
Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't want to make the illustration go way beyond, but it's kind of interesting how we're in the process. In fact, tomorrow, Tim and Beth Nelson will be flying in from
International Falls,
yeah. Minnesota.
Yeah.
And so,
where's Dee when you need her?
Yes. In fact, I've talked to Dee a few times about Minnesota. And
uh-huh.
Hey, what do you think about Minnesota? Oh, anyone that comes from Minnesota, they're
yeah.
hard workers.
Oh, yeah.
They're this. They can put
they can
up with
handle the
snow.
Cold, too.
In fact, International Falls, I've heard, sometimes is the coldest city in the United States. You'd
really?
Think Alaska or something else. Sometimes they show like 30, 40, 50 below zero.
I may not ever move there.
Yeah, that's right. And it's right on the border of Canada, so it's way
north. I figured
it was
with that name. Yeah.
So you might say, now, who's this Tim and Beth Nelson? Well, unbeknownst to probably most all of you outside of our board and some of the radio staff, had a search for an operations manager going on for, I guess, a couple months, a month or two. Been praying diligently, Lord, mm-hmm. we need some additional help and some people with extensive radio background to assist and to participate in this ever-growing ministry. And with our 19 frequencies, it's been a lot of work for so many of us and all the things that we're doing. And we thought, if we could bring someone in that could take some of my burden away and mm-hmm. be a part of our future ministry. And so we've reviewed a number of applications and had some great candidates.
Yeah,
we actually had three finalists, if you will, for this operations manager position. And so Tim's the first one that we felt like we're going to fly in, he and his wife. And so they're going to be with us in the coming days. I think we have 4 or 5 days we'll have them in. And so he might even be a part of memorization Monday or testimony Tuesday, if that can be pulled together. But we're going to show him around. We're going to have him meet all the board and the staff. So we have a number of meals. You're part of one
yeah.
of those.
Oh, yeah.
And Karen Karen and the team and the board, and so they're going to have some dinners and breakfasts and lunch. And then we're going to show them around and have them involved with different things, just meeting people. And
sounds wonderful.
So I share that with everyone, not only because of this verse, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." We've been praying up, "Lord, choose the next person to come on staff to have an integral, a crucial, a unique role in the radio ministry.
For sure.
Be a part of that." And then it says, "But I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." And this Tim, he has 30-plus years of radio experience, so we're really excited to see if it's a good fit. So we'll have some days to meet with him. So I'd ask everyone, please be praying up the confirmation if Tim is called to fulfill this role and be a part of our radio ministry. And I've been emailing back and forth with these various candidates, and certainly with Tim, with the arrangements of him coming in. So
I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, so be praying that up. And these new interns, I can't wait to have them on the air. They're very enthusiastic teenagers, high schoolers, and very gifted. And so I can't wait to share them with the radio ministry and teach and train them to take on some facets and be a part of things. So
how fun to have interns.
Yes, yes. Yeah, young. They'll be the next generation of broadcasters. So we'll see what kind of roles God will raise them up to be a part of. So John 15, 16, and 17. I'll share it one more time because there's many things we could talk about this verse. But
yeah,
it's Wednesday, and it's the Prime Lifetimes of Review. So we have a great story to share with everyone. "But you did not choose me." Now think about that, everyone. This could be God even speaking to you today. "But I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other." Kind of a calling for us today to love one another, to share that good news message that God the Father has put on our hearts and we get to experience as we know the love of Jesus and what he did for us, and as we even prepare for Easter and that whole process that he came, that he died for our sins, but best of all, he rose from the dead. He's interceding on our behalf before God the Father, and he wants to work in and through us. So, how that Easter message, it's going to be exciting.
You bet.
All right, so it's Wednesday, and we're looking at the Prime Life Times in Review, our publication that's informative, engaging, and positive, ever-expanding.
Mm-hmm.
We're making some new inroads with various new advertisers in different areas, and so I'm excited. Some of the sales team are getting people in Gifford and Bloomington, had some contact with some people in Decatur, making some inroads into Springfield. So we'll see how God continues to advance this paper, which is a unique part of this radio ministry. So
it is, and I just say thank you so much to all the people who've been giving feedback lately. It's greatly appreciated. So this is the March edition front page article called "Finding Solace in Nature," and it's by Maggie Doherty Roberts. She's been writing for the publication for a while, and her articles are a big hit for good reason. Okay, "Finding Solace in Nature." I'll read it. "The overlay of COVID-19 and winter is a bad combination for me and many others. Social distancing restrictions," we'll stop right there. "though essential to help prevent the spread of this contagious virus, can lead to feelings of isolation and loneliness in many. As for most of you, my lifestyle has had a complete makeover in the past year. Zoom is helpful, but it's not the same as an in-person visit. I miss the banter and camaraderie of my friends at church, the Herb Society, Master Gardeners, Master Naturalists, the neighborhood, and exercise classes." Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you miss exercise classes, you know those are getting rough.
Yeah.
Okay. "I wrote earlier about the Japanese concept of forest bathing." That was in the Prime Life Times, December 2018. "Finding joy and relaxation in nature. This idea resonates with me, and I'm gratified that researchers continue to find evidence of the benefits, both physical and mental, of time in nature.
That reminds me, I was thinking of nature. If you were tuned in, let's see, that was on Monday's program when I told the whole story about my new friend, Hannu, who lives in Espoo, Finland. Yeah. Anyways, don't have me forget to share this because there's an update. We've become these pen pals.
An old term.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, I shared that. I was so enthusiastic about new listener in Finland. So, but I'm thinking about the nature because there's a picture of in the woods and all the snow and how he set up this antenna and everything.
That's fun. I won't let you forget.
Okay. Don't forget.
On a trip to Norway a couple years ago, I learned more about the Nordic concept of being in nature. Mm. The author, Henrik Ibsen, wrote about the value of friluftsliv. Mm. I looked that up, how to say that. Friluftsliv. Meaning free air life or open air living. He wrote back in 1859. Scandinavians have long embraced this idea of spending time outdoors for mental and physical health. Mm. Even long, cold winters don't deter most Scandinavians from spending time outside, strolling in parks or wooded areas, skiing, hiking with friends, or bike riding. Some employers even incentivize these activities by offering staff a free time during the work week to spend outdoors. Some companies allow employees to adjust their work hours to the period of daylight, so they can spend some time outdoors during the day and finish their work in the evening after dark.
Now, Marianne, what do we do when we work day and night?
Yeah, I don't even know anything about this sentence. Yeah. You and I both look kind of like starry-eyed, like, that's fun.
Yeah. I was thinking, how can we put a studio outside, but the equipment would get too hot, it would work. I've always thought that with my tree fort. How could I put a studio?
Tree fort?
Yeah, out in the woods. Oh, yeah. I can totally resonate with this whole reading here.
Okay. I am looking forward to reading the book, Friluftsliv, I hope I'm saying that right, Connecting with Nature the Norwegian Way by Oliver Delory. So how has this knowledge affected my life this past year? Back in the spring, a small group of friends from church started meeting for short hikes on Saturday mornings. Our leader, Bob, retired from the U of I Department of Leisure Studies, is an avid...
That's the field I should be in, leisure studies.
Hey, we're just in the wrong field. Okay. Is an avid outdoorsman who you couldn't do leisure studies. You couldn't do leisure.
Everyone that would be in there would say, let's get him. Let's knock him off the island.
That's right.
He's stressing us out.
Quickly. Okay. Well, we're trying to read Maggie's article here. So, Bob, the retired person from the Department of Leisure Studies, is an avid outdoorsman who has hiked the Grand Canyon many times, canoed the Boundary Waters, and camped in multiple national parks. Bob announces the walk meeting location at a state or county park, a forest preserve, or a local park. We meet for this time in nature and begin our hike with a little friendly catching up and information about the day's park or trail. I immediately feel stress begin to dissipate, as if it cannot compete with the environment. I love that. I feel a genuine sense of replenishment being in a natural area. In the summer, when I glimpse a canopy of trees arching over a trail, something I call a green tunnel, my soul sighs with delight. During our walkabouts, we've seen eagles and their nests, herons, and other birds drawn by the water riffling along a horseshoe bend in the river.
I'm getting peaceful.
I know,
right
me
now.
Too. Me too. With tree trunks forming a natural frame for the peaceful picture. We've discovered hidden jack-in-the-pulpits, picking them up from the earth, the fragrance of sassafras twigs, and a beautifully patterned snake. That's impossible.
Do you know about the jack-in-the-pulpits? We have some of those on our acreage. Only a few. You know what they look like?
No.
It's kind of like this... this leaf thing, and it's like a pastor standing up, and then he's in a pulpit.
Can't get away from those pastors.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting little plant or flower.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have a few of those.
What's a sassafras twig smell like? Do you know about that?
No, don't know about that one.
I feel like we should, and we're not very good country people. Okay, we have seen dappled sunlight dancing on the forest floor and surprised a herd of white-tailed deer browsing in the woods. We've watched a dozen shades of green, shimmering in the summer heat, verdant mossy logs decorated with scalloped fungi and a shiny black I think it's fungi, sorry, and a shiny black salamander crossing the path. We've climbed a trail leading to an overlook that afforded us the majestic colors of the autumn woods. My senses continue to be stimulated even in the winter when crisp brown leaves are crunching at our feet and the bare tree branches poke the sullen sky. Ooh, she's a good writer.
Yeah.
The merry band of walkers has grown and changes from week to week as people's schedules allow. We overcome our inclination to stay inside on cold, cloudy, rainy days to reap the benefits of bundling up and being outside for the fresh air and companionship of this group. Freeloofs live. It's like Scandinavian word. It's beautiful, but I'm not saying it right. Though we might not boast the gorgeous scenery of some other places, we feel fortunate that we do have many nice choices within an hour's drive. I feel strongly that we must protect natural areas and continue to set aside more as population and urban development increase. I'm thankful for our local and state parks and Illinois' forest preserve districts, and of course, for our wonderful national parks. For the past 11 or 12 years, my husband and I have continued to work toward our goal of hiking in all the national parks with another group of friends. We've experienced such beauty during these trips that, even years later, sharing the memories can invoke profound pleasure. I sometimes wonder why I find solace in nature. Does it have anything to do with my having been a Girl Scout for many years, camping when I was younger, and visiting national parks on family vacations? Or is this something inherent in our beings, but often buried under the demands and distractions of present-day society? Wouldn't we all benefit from this treasure that nature offers us? With all the ongoing research pointing strongly to yes, I encourage you to add a little freeloofs live.
I'm glad you're saying
to your lifestyle. And then there's this. And into the forest I go to lose my mind and find my soul. That's a quote by John Muir. He was the father of national parks. Oh, here's Maggie's byline. Copyright Maggie Doherty Roberts, used by permission. Master gardener and master naturalist Maggie lives out her strong connection to nature and sense of responsibility to our environment. Email her at irishgardener3, that's the numeral 3, at AOL.com.
Yeah, I love this article. In fact, this picture, that looks like the Sangamon River many times, just along, you know, our 8 acres in the woods. And on Monday and Tuesday's broadcast, I had Brooks Marsh on, and he came to the home studio, and we walked part of the nature trail down to the river, and I showed him the tree for it. And I said, Brooks, if I'm not out here for a period of time, I know my life's out of balance. Yeah. And I said, it's probably been 9 months since I really walked the yard and enjoyed all nature. And so I know I've been out of balance, but I said, that's an indication that my life is spinning somewhat out of control. Because I so love the nature and the birds and the wildlife and the river. And
it just does something.
Yeah, yeah.
It does something. So you wanted me to remind you about the person in Finland and who probably knows how to say this word that I have stumbled over, freeloofs live.
Yeah. So Hannu wrote us the other day, I think it was last Thursday, about how he picked up WLLM AM 1370 all the way in Finland.
Amazing.
And I talked about that whole story. There's no possible way he could hear us off air, but he did. He has this unique antenna that, or he calls it something else, not an antenna, but it's like a copper wire that he runs hundreds of feet, maybe even a couple thousand feet through the woods, 15 feet up in the tree, and this is way way up in Finland, and he has some equipment that he points towards the United States, and he picked us up and he recorded it and he sent it to me for validation. And so anyways, we've gone back and forth, and the most recent email was, I sent him this on Monday. I said, "Hi Hanu, I wish I would have asked you how to best pronounce your name, but
that would have been good.
But you received a shout out on today's program as I read your email off the air." So I wanted him to know that, you know, because I wasn't quite sure how to say it. I had Brooks Marsh, and I said, "Hey, you try to say it." So we both came up with our versions. Anyways, then I go on to say, if you have a little idle time, because he had told me he's 61, and I turned 61, and so...
Are you going to have idle time? That's doubtful.
Yeah. So I put, at 61, you need to slow down some.
Oh, funny.
And then I put, you can listen on your computer the boring, old-fashioned way for you, because he had talked about he likes to do it through his unique way to listen to stations, because you can listen to Great News Radio on streaming audio or the archive program links, but he likes to do it this unique way.
But that's
way.
So cool that he did it the old way and got it through the air.
Yeah, so I sent him the link to Monday's program, and so here's his reply.
Okay.
"Hello, Mark. Thank you for the link. I listened to the recording right away. I can imagine the listening audience must have been surprised with this information. The pronunciation of my name was quite all right. And to reply to your question about language, yes, it's Finnish indeed." Because Brooks and I were saying, what do they speak in Finland? And he lives in Espoo, Finland. And I said, is it Finnish? And, you know, other thoughts were maybe it's Dutch or something else. Well, it is Finnish. And then he goes, "Thanks again, Mark. I'll share the link to some of my radio listening colleagues. They will be happy to hear it too. Best regards, Hanu." And his name is Hanu, and I think it's Tikkanen. It's T-I-K-K-A-N-E-N, and his first name, H-A-N-N-U. Anyways, maybe I'll send him a link to this program, too, as a secondary shout-out. But he's our first and the only listener I'm aware of that tunes in or has tuned in Finland. But he tuned in with some listening devices, but live. It wasn't through the computer. So it's incredible. Somehow WLLM AM 1370 made it all the way.
Oh, this is so exciting. So many people are going to want to know about this. Bill Dolan's going to want to know about this.
Oh,
everybody.
Yep,
I have to have my own shout out. Hello, Finland from Mary Ann.
Yeah, that's right. So anyways, I wanted to get that in. And it, because it triggered, he picks up the reception in a cabin in the woods out of town because there's so much interference.
We sound like we know this person.
Yeah.
This is great.
But there's so much interference in the city and all the noise and noise levels where way out in the woods, wherever he set this combination of equipment up, he can hear us. So
I love it.
Shout out to Hanu and any of you that are maybe picking us up with shortwave or on the internet or out of state or even local. We appreciate all the listeners, and hopefully you're being ministered to by our radio broadcast. So thank you, Mary Ann, for reading on this Wednesday from the Prime Life Times, available at over 350 locations, and also can be read online at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Mary Ann Simpkins with Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.